How do you provide manufacturing supervisors the specialized training that they need to be successful? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today we need to look at the specific skills that manufacturing leaders need to enjoy greater success on the job. One of the myths is that an outstanding employee turns into an effective manager or supervisor. And of course, you've seen enough examples where someone got promoted based on their technical skills only to have issues when they got promoted and not be as effective as they could be in their leadership role. Despite the magnitude of the transition, most frontline leaders are actually underserved by their organization. A recent survey said that the frontline leaders interact with 80% of the people in your operation, but we only give them about 20 to 30% of the typical development efforts and training. So they interact with most of the folks, but they don't get proportionally the right amount of training for the importance of that role. So again, I remember one of the companies that we were working for, again, typically would take their highest performers and promote them. Now, up till when we started working with them, they would simply throw them into those roles and then they would see them stumble around and cause frustrations and aggravation. And you could always tell because issues would get escalated up to management or HR instead of being dealt at the level that they should have been, which was with the frontline leader. Once they recognized that, they started to know that if they would just develop the skill sets of those leaders who transitioned from a role as an individual contributor into being a leader, they would increase the chance of success and reduce the amount of issues that were escalating up to HR and management. So, how do you provide manufacturing supervisors specialized training so that they can be more successful in their role? Well, number one is to define the priorities. When you look at all the interactions and skill sets that your supervisors have with their team members, which ones are the highest priority items where if they got more effective in those areas, you'd really notice an impact in terms of the numbers of issues that got escalated to HR for resolution. Tip number two is to make the training very practical. A lot of us have been exposed to training that is more theoretical and uses examples, hoping that we can relate to those examples to our work. We know, though, that production supervisors really appreciate the specialized kind of training where the content is very practical and relates well to their daily interactions with their team. And tip number three is to nurture these new approaches over time. Most of us can't just get everything that we need from a training program, even when it's amazing like the one that we teach. They also need that nurturing through HR support and also from the manager so that as they go forward, they're asked to put those kinds of ideas and new skills into action. Now, once you've figured out how to deliver the specialized skills your manufacturing leaders need, you're going to want to reach out to us because we are the number one resource for training supervisors in manufacturing and operations. And of course, you can check out our topics, our courses, and our special way of getting supervisors to become more proficient by visiting us on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. Now, every conversation will lead to a different path, whether it's having us in to deliver a short course, first aid for the kinds of things that your leaders need most, or whether you want a more comprehensive solution. Again, we look forward to that conversation with you. In the end, our goal is to help your leaders get better, to create better workplaces for everyone.